70 sons in Samaria. And Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the officials of Jezreel, the elders, and to the guardians of the children of Ahab, saying, and now when this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, as well as the chariots and horses, and a fortified city and the weapons, select the best and most capable of your master's sons and seat him on his father's throne and fight for your master's house. But they feared greatly and said, behold, the two kings did not stand firm before him. How then can we stand? And the one who was in charge of the household and the one who was in charge of the city and the elders and the guardians of the children sent word to Jehu, saying, we are your servants, and everything that you tell us we will do. We will not appoint any man king, do what is good in your sight. Then he wrote them a letter a second time, saying, if you are on my side and will listen to my voice, take the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel about this time tomorrow. The king's sons, 70 men, were with the great people of the city who were raising them. When the letter came to them, they took the king's sons and slaughtered them. 70 men and put their heads in baskets and sent them to him at Jezreel. When the messenger came and informed him, saying they have brought the heads of the king's sons, he said, put them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning. Now in the morning he went out and stood and said to all the people, you are innocent. Behold, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know then that nothing of the word of the Lord which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab shall fall to the earth, for the Lord has done what he spoke through his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab and Jezreel, and all his great men, his acquaintances, and his priests, until he left him without a survivor.
Bethlehem of the shepherds, Jehu encountered the relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and he said, who are you? And they answered, we are the relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. Then he said, take them alive. So they took them alive and slaughtered them at the pit of Bethlehem, 42 men, and he left none of them. Now when he had gone from there, he encountered Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, is your heart right? Just as my heart is with your heart. And Jehonadab answered, it is. Jehu said, if it is, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand and he pulled him up to him into the chair.
Then Jehu gathered all the people and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little, Jehu will serve him much. Now summon to me all the prophets of Baal, all his worshippers and all his priests. Let no one go missing, because I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live. But Jehu did it in deception, in order to eliminate the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, proclaim a holy assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. Then Jehu sent word throughout Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came. When they entered the house of Baal, the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. And he said to the one who was in charge of the wardrobe, bring out garments for all the worshippers of Baal. So he Baal from Israel. However,
As for the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. From these Jehu did not desist, including the golden calves that were at Bethel and at Dan. Yet the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in performing what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab in accordance with everything that was in my heart, your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam, into which he misled Israel. In those days the Lord began to cut off pieces from Israel, and Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel. From the Jordan eastward on the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, that is Gilead and Bashan. Now as for the rest of the acts of Jehu and everything that he did, and all Israel, and Jehu lay down with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and his son Jehoash became king.